Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, Tess Nissan, the 22nd of March. Rav Shimshon Silkin, Shlita. Can I read this? What's the subject?
What did you say? The hidden matzah, I should say.
Searching for the Afikoma.
Oh, search for Afikoma. Also good.
So we'll do that today.
Okay, so we're looking for the Afikoman. Maybe the reason we're looking for the Afikoman is because the section of the Seder where we eat Afikoman is actually not called Afikoman. It's called Tzofen. And it's called Tzofen because it's hidden. Although that itself requires a pshat, because it's not really hidden. I mean, some people have the minhag, when you get to Tzofen, to quickly hide the Afikoman. Is it a chassidish minhag, Azai?
Yeah.
By uns, I have to say, we hide the Afikoman right after Yachatz.
You also?
You hide it after Yachatz. Yeah, not. Some people, they don't, they leave it there, but it gets to soften, they do a quick spiel, they hide it, they find it. By it, we hide it already after Yachatz. And the children have to find it, sometimes the other way around. The children hide it. The father hides, the Bala Seder hides the Afikoman. The children, I hide it. And then the children have to spend time finding it. And then they find it. Yeah, we let them find it. And then they hide it. And then Tati needs to go and find it. Yeah? And then a big nap goes. So it's bonus Dominic. Other people. Some will only hide it b'shas tzofen, is my point. Not beforehand. But the children are hiding it. The Baal HaSeid is hiding it. What's tzutzach in the Bowden household?
Put it away in a special bag.
After Yachatz. In a special bag. But everyone can see it. Everyone can see it. Everyone can see it's there. So at what point is it hidden? The kids hide it from. They hide it back.
The kids look for an opportunity to steal it from me.
Yeah, but me as well. But me, my chair is covered in white sheets, and I'm wearing a kittle as well. And the Afikoman bag is also white. So I tuck it into different places, and the little ones, they spend time, it keeps them awake. It's like the Agoizim. Keeps them awake, they have to come and find it, and have to pretend to catch them finding it. And the rule is they're not allowed to find it by Rochza, because that's cheating. So then when I get up for Rochza, I say every single year, Kindlach, I'm really sorry, you haven't found my Afikoman this year, there's no presents this year, I'm really sorry, Baruch Hashem, I've managed to hold on to it. And they're like snickering, because they found it already by after Mandishtana, you know what I'm saying? Right, they found it already, and they'll come back and pretend to look for it, and they sing a whole song, and then we bring it out. That's only when there's time, right? If you've got to have a good 10 minutes to get through your Afikoman before 1:03, before Chatzos Bont. And by Yekis, you can keep going till Alut HaShachar, no? No, you eat Afikoman by Chatzos Baich? I'm Chassidim. Reb Dodi. When ask me the Afikoman by Eich in the Stieb?
7 o'clock.
When's Lossach? 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Sorry, I'll come upon him. So it's interesting that it's called Tzofen. If anything, Afikoman is the time of the opposite of Tzofen, right? Because by him they hide it by Shulchan Aruch, and others by Motzi Matzah. But the Maaseh, this is when you're bringing it out. Stumbazo, why is all mitzvah for Kovin all about the Tzofen? I mean, that's the name of the Chedek of the Seder, called Tzofen, it's interesting.
It's
interesting,
it's
not even a matzah. It's Korban Pesach. It's Korban Pesach. Yeah, fine. Statements. Afikoman does appear somewhere else in the Seder, and that's by the Sheilas HaChochem. The Sheilas HaChochem, what's Shtei Dalton? Now the Chochem says, why taka ein maftirin acha pesach afikoman? So the less well known pshat is what's brought down in Tosfos, because they were worried about shviras etzem, right? And the kom pesach is possible if there's a shvira, if one of the bones is broken. Pesach says vessel es shvira avoid, like we've been learning in the daf quite a lot of late. Ober, in Rashbam, in Avrim Sochim, and also the Rambam also says pshat, that we want that the tam hamatzah should remain in our mouths. Right? In other words, if you are maftir nacha pesach afikoman, if you have a dessert after the matzah, after the pesach, if you have something else to eat, so that removes the taste of the matzah, and we want to maintain the taste of the matzah in our mouths the whole night. Shaila is, okay, that's very nice. Very nice tar matzah. The problem is that why dafka the tar matzah, why dafka this mitzvah? Where else do you find that you've done a mitzvah and there's an Indian to hold on to the mitzvah? The Moshul Shmias Kol Shofar. We don't find a musug that after you've heard shofar, you shouldn't listen to anything else because you want the sound of the shofar to linger in your ears. You've done the mitzvah, you don't find after Sukkot there's an Indian that maybe you shouldn't shake anything. Or you shouldn't shake even a tzedakah pushka maybe, right? Because you want the na'anuim of the luluv to linger in your hands. What's that was punked by matzah as an Indian? She's shoya tama matzah bepeh. What's dafka? Yeah. What's the kesher to tzofen? Is also. So if we look at the she'ilas chochem, moha edus v'chukim v'mishpotim asher tziva Hashem lekeinu eschem, and the answer is, you know what the answer is? So everybody asks the question, well, there's two questions. How does Ein Maftir Nachal Pesach HaFikoymi, this halacha, this nakuda, no dessert after the last matzah, or after Korban Pesach, which, by the way, is not the last halacha in Hilchos Pesach, but that halacha, yeah, is the answer to Moha Eidos V'Chukim HaMishpotim Asher Tziva Hashem Lekeinu, the ganze Torah. He's asking about the whole Torah, all the mitzvahs, Eidos V'Chukim HaMishpotim, Zos to wissen, as nochen afikoymen, no, nochen matzah, make me nicht essen afikoymen. How is that the answer to his question? But moreover, there's a stronger question. The strong question is that we give the chochem an answer that's different from what the Torah says you should tell him. The question of the emoedes of chochem mishpotim in the Torah is answered with the posuk. Right, the posuk says, ki yishol chavin chomocha leimor, mo ha'edus v'chochem mishpotim ashtir tzimar shalik in eschen. What should you say back? Which is what we say after Man Ishtanu. Avodim Yinu, Farim Yisroim. The Torah gives us the question. The Torah gives us the answer. Why are we changing the answer of the Torah to say something completely different? Also, the famous question everybody asks is, how is the Chochem's question really different from the Rosh? Because Rosh says, Lachem, ooh, Lachem is that koifer be'ikah yeshinov. Comes to the Chochem, he also says, Eschem, Lachem. I'm sure we can go around the room and everybody would give a different chat and what they say at their say. It's not a bad idea, actually, to do such a thing. We ran a program last night, second Sunday, we did two Sundays of different darshonim giving insights into the Seder. Moridik, from all over the world we had. America, it's so beautiful. Okay. Akaponim in Maharal, state, Azoi. The Maharal answers quite simply, actually, of all people, the Maharal. He says, you've got to keep reading the Pasuk, Dothan in Devorim. V'omar to levincha avodam yinu v'farim v'sov yisin Hashem v'sovim v'yot chazoka. V'yitzaveinu Hashem l'asas l'kol achukim o'ela. You've got to carry on reading. And he learns like this. The Chochem's question is, why do we have to learn, and he's talking about Eidus and the Chukim Mishpotim, b'negea to Pesach, and the answer is, Avodim Yinu Farim Mitzrayim, and Vayitzaveinu Lasses, Kol HaChukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all these mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs go all the way, all of Hilchos Pesach, from the beginning all the way till Eim HaFtir HaChav Pesach HaBekoim, and there's also halachas that go beyond the halachas, Reinish Kefelech. Basically, all the halachas are a response to his question of Mohedus V'HaChukim. As I say the Maharal. But I saw in the Haggad of the Groh, very, very interesting pshat. Very interesting pshat. He's also bothered by the Eschem and by the question that we seem to change the answer of the Torah. Well, there's Dr. Zoe. Why is the Chochem Taka saying Eschem? Why is he saying you? Because the Chochem has a question. He's sitting there eating his Korban Pesach within his Chabura, and he looks across and there's another Chabura, right? And yet a Chabura are tucking into a Shlomin. They're tucking into a different meat, to a different meal. Well, the Freksach HaKasha, what are you doing? Moha Eidus V'Chukim HaMishpotim Asher Tzivah Hashem Lekeinu Eschem. We're supposed to eat a Korban Pesach. It's not Korban Pesach. What are you doing? It's a Seder night. You're eating Korban Pesach. What are you eating the Shlomi for? Shalmi Chagiga. What's he does? Yeah? Now, what's the answer? You've got to give him some Londas. The Londas is that you're right. You're really not supposed to eat anything else but from Korban Pesach. And Eim Aftin Achab Pesach HaVikoyim. Or Bezos to Vissen that Eim Aftin Achab Pesach HaVikoyim. That Halach is teaching you that you need to eat You have a koyven al hasoyva. You got to eat the korban Pesach al hasoyva. Yeah, you got to eat it when you're full, when you're satisfied. That chabur is a much bigger chabur than your chabur. It's stated in the Gemara. It's the Mishnah. It's already in the Mishnah. They state that if the second chabura doesn't have enough meat for everybody to go around, they're still going to be hungry. So they're not going to be yotze eating al hasoyva. So you're allowed to be mitzarif, right? Some extra meat from a korban shlomim, and with them. Yeah, so basically, the Chochem is asking a lomdish shaila. Why is that you over there? Why are you and the other chabur different from us? And the answer is, we've got lots of people, and therefore we need extra meat, and that's why we're eating different. That's a shtein gon. Yeah. Oh, midem, as Dr. Bissel weiter. So, kum toso, the Chochem's question is a pilpul, it's a drosha. The answer is good. The chabur is bigger, they need to eat ala soiva. They haven't got enough meat, and they've gone Pesach. So they have to start to Gazayas. You have to add in a little bit to make up the shir.
What's that got to do with the Achar Pesach
Afikoyman? No, because it has to be that you're so full from the Korban Pesach that there's nothing to eat afterwards. You're full. You have to make sure once you finish that Korban Pesach, you're full. You're not still hungry looking for something else to eat. So they're eating extra from the Shlomim in order to be mashlim the shir. So they shouldn't have to eat a dessert afterwards. Mm-hmm. As Dr. Gon. But he says something very interesting with that. He says that Kum Tois, so the Chochem is asking a Lomdus, he's asking a brisk Shaila. He's like, he's on into the Lomdus. Therefore, what you need to tell him, listen, I'm happy to teach you the Halacha, and I'll teach you the Rambam, and I'll teach you Rambam Alev al Rambam. Vos de no wissen, I'll tell you. But one thing you have to remember is don't get lost in the pilpul, as Ashtein Gon. Don't get lost in the Droshes and the Pilpulim and the Chochem, as Os de wissen einzach. Einzach, he would have said. Avodim hoyinu lefaroi b'mitzroim. The basics. Ikre emuna, ikre halacha. Don't forget why we're doing all of this. Don't forget the ikrim. Don't forget the yasod. Don't forget what it's all based on. We can talk lamdas all night long. But einzach avn gedenken. Avodim hoyinu lefaroi b'mitzroim. As I state in God. Very interesting. So as much as you want to, you know, sometimes the kinderlach come home with all sorts of droshes at the Seder night, the Seder table. Now, all sorts of droshes and gematrias and pilpulim. It's very, very nice for the next 7 days of Pesach. For the next 7 days. Seder night is kolamar belesaper besipur yitzias mitzrayim. Nishken gematrias, nishken lomdas, nishken pilpulim, nishken chochmas. No, posher to raid. What is it? Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Changed Kolamar Bela Lesape is Lispor. That's what I'm saying. Lispor is the count. Chishim is a case. 400 minus 190, 210 years. Very, very shame arrayed. But the kids need to come away. The Begad to Levincha needs to come away from the Seder. Mit HaKlokait Avodim Oyinu Vayotzeinu Asher. Dosidos. That's the whole Seder night. And so stay and go. We're coming back to the Eim Avdirach HaPesach HaVikoyman. In the Ponovitch Haggadah, everyone has their own favourite Haggadah. It's my favourite Haggadah. I've probably got 25 Haggadahs because I know her. The best Haggadah is the Ponovitch Haggadah because the Hashkofa in there is just half-liver fella. You have all the Ponovitch Mashkichim, all the Bali Musa, Reb Chatzkel, or where there's Reb Desno, Reb Chaim Friedlander, all the grosser Ponovitch Rosh and Shiva Mashkichim, and the Torah there is just honeydew. It's mamish is beautiful. Mamish mesukim midvash rifit sufim. Highly recommended to go buy the Ponovitch Haggadah. I don't get any royalties, by the way. It's not an advert. I said the Ponovitch Haggadah for me, Rosh Berish, in terms of the main dish of Hashkofa is in there. Anyway, I'll go upon it. Dr. Chaim Friedlander in the Ponovitch Haggadah, as Dr. Zoe, the Indian of leaving the matzah, the taste of the matzah in the mouth. What's the Chochem's question? And he also asks, and how is it different from the Rosh's question? He says Lochem, he says Eschem. What was that? So he says, you have to look at the wording. The Chochem says, Moha Eidos, Vaha Chukim, Vaha Mishpotim. He talks respectfully. He sees them as mitzvahs, he sees them as Eidos and Chukim. What's the Lashon that the Rosh uses? Moha Avoida Hazois Lochem. He looks at it as an Avoida, which is Lashon Miloshon Tircha. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Ma haTorach hazeh she'atem matrichim oleinu b'chol shana v'shana. As I stated in the Yerushalmi, the Rosh is saying it's such a bother. I can't be bothered. All these mitzvahs tonight and the whole year round. I can't be bothered. Yeah, Mo avoida azois lachem. Ma she'en kein, the Chochem is saying it's not an avoida. Meloshen tircha. It's a mechaya. It's a geshmak. It's a zchus. Eido is chukim mishpotim. So therefore, the answer to the Chochem is, you're asking in the right vein. You're asking the right signon. Because you're saying, Eidus Chukim Mishpatim, you don't look at it as a tircha, you're looking at it as a schus. And therefore we say back to you, Ein maftir nachapesach hafik koimen. Because by leaving the taste of the matzah in the mouth, what you are showing is chavidus ha-mitzvah. You're showing the rotzen to do, you're showing your rotzen to do the rotzen Hashem. You're showing that what you want is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't want my ice cream. I don't want my pistachio, mint, chocolate, whatever you did. I want matzah. I want what you want. So you're the one that says Mo'edus V'Chukim. So to you we say, Ey Mataka. V'af Ata, he's Medaik. V'af Ata Emolo. You're not giving him an answer. You are validating what he's been saying. Eidus Chukim Shvot Biskerecht. Ey Mafna. All we want is Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, Ey Maftin HaChapesach Shishoyet Tam HaMatzah B'Pi is the Loshen, is a vote that I want what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And Dafke, why Pesach? Because Pesach is a time of Chavivus. Pesach is the Yontem of Ava. That's what Shir HaShirim was all about. But Vesem Doch already, the Nissan, Pesach in particular, is the Yontem of tremendous Ava, both from HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards Klal Yisrael, and also they showed a tremendous ava towards Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want what you want. So they're leaving the matzah in the mouth. Dafka on Pesach is the idiom from Reb Chaim Friedlander. But there's a big but, because in the Shem Shmuel, Ezot mamish punkt faket laniyas daiti. Mamish punkt faket. And this is how he touches up. Unbelievable, beautiful. If you have a set of Shem Shmuel, so you'll have on Bereshis and Shmuel Sevikum Midvah Devorim, and the Moyadim are included with the Parshias, and there's a you should have a sixth sefer that came with the set. And if you didn't, either get a refund or get the sixth one, which is just on Agodot or Pesach. Moed Kedai. After Ponovich, Shem Shmuel. A gavor in a chosid, ne? Yeah, doesn't matter. It's all good. Zog b'shem Shmuel Azoi. He says, what's the question of the Chochem? When the Chochem says, Moha Eidus v'achukim ha-mishpotim, he's got a different type in the question. The Chochem wants to know, why bichlal we need mitzvahs? Vostav mohoben ha-tzivui? Why do I need to be commanded to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo? Why do I need a mitzvah for them? Why can't I do it for my own volition? Why can't I do it for my own rots and panimi? Like the Ovis HaKadoshim. The Ovis HaKadoshim kept the whole Torah. They weren't told to, but they kept it. Punkt Pesach is the best example, by the way. Because when the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu, he was observing Pesach. Lushivasi, ugois, matzois. Yeah, it was Seder night. They served, Yankov Avinu Shnei Tarek Mitzvah Shamarti. I kept the whole Torah. So why can't I be like the Ovis? Moha Eidois, Vachukim, Amishpot. Why do I need it regimented? Why do I need a whole Torah and a Shulchan Aruch, do this, do that? Well, it's like, what do they call it? Organized religion. The Chacham doesn't like that. The Chacham says, Ichob ha-hartz, and Ichob ha-neshama, and Ichob yir-shamayim, that's enough. I'll serve a Kodesh Baruch in my own way. Why do I have to have it prescripted for me? As though Len Shem Shmuel tied in the Chacham's question, why do I need Eidus HaChukim Mishmuel to Mustaf Echtosom? Moridik, especially Pesach. She says, the way to answer the Chochem's question is to understand why Klal Yisrael had to be redeemed from Mitzrayim with what's called Yad Chazoka. Kodesh Baruch Hu took us up Yad Chazoka v'zroya netuya. Why did it need to be a Yad Chazoka? Why was it so strong? Why did it have to be so powerful? Zog de Azoi. Had Klal Yisrael managed to survive for longer in Mitzrayim, had they lived out their entire intended sentence of 400 years, then Enochanama, by the end of that 400 years, there would be no need for Yad Chazaka, there would be no need, he says, for Makis, for the sound and light show, for the Donner Blitzen, no need. You know why? Because by that point, all the Umas Olam, Bifrat Mitzrayim, everybody would have recognized that Klal Yisrael are special, that Klal Yisrael are unique, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Yisrael Melech. And therefore, it would have been very easy for Klal Yisrael to have been removed from Mitzrayim. The moshel that he gives is like a fruit growing on a tree. If it's fully ripened and it's fully grown, so it just drops off. It's easy. If it's not ripe yet, you've got to yank it off the tree. You've got to twist and doss and yank it off the tree. So to Klal Yisrael, we're not ripe yet. They'd only been there 210 years. They had another 190 years till they were ripe. They were not ripe yet. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to use a Yad Chazoka, so to speak, to yank Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, like pulling an unripe fruit off a tree, as there's up there. Had we been there for longer, it would have been better. That's why they had to come out, because as the Rambam says, another minute longer, they would have been finished. Right? They would kimat kapt and the nev du klal Yisrael. It's too bad. It's too bad. Because Baruch had to medalik al ahorim and rush in there and extract them from Mitzrayim last minute. But had they taka been Abba Meir Shona like he promised Avraham Avinu, then it would have been a much, much smoother process. Kum tois, the Klal Yisrael came out too early. And the achievement of the whole world crying out, was not achieved. It was not achieved. One day, the Gemara says, the whole world will recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But at that moment, right, that moment, it didn't happen because, taka, like you say, it's Shtei Zoya, that Klal Yisrael will Memtei Shari Tuma, Shtei Medrash, that Klal Yisrael will Ovda Avoda Zorah. So bad were they that they were indistinguishable from the midstream, halalu bahalalu, and many other. We're going to say possible on Seder night for at eroi be'eria, right? Shein chazal eroi menamitzus harumim kol zchuyo. So in a terrible, terrible state. So HaKadosh Baruch had to pull them off, even though they weren't ripe yet, like a fruit. Zokte ubazoi. We know the Gemara that says, Godol hametzuba va'oise, mimi sheinu mitzuba va'oise. Greater is someone who does it because he has to do it, because he's commanded to do it, because he's mitzvah. There's somebody that does a mitzvah, a chesed, whatever it is, and he's ain't a mitzvah. You've got two people. One is doing it because of the tzivui, and one does it despite, right, not having a tzivui. Right? So the Gemara clear, the mitzvah is greater than the ain't a mitzvah. Because he's doing it al tzivui Hashem, rather than doing it of his own volition. Let's analyze this for a second. It comes back to the point we mentioned before, chvashtenisht. He's only doing it because he has to do it. The mitzvah is only doing it because he's been commanded to do it. The ein mitzvah should be greater. The ein mitzvah is doing it as ava because he wants it. Chaviv is hamitzvah. How can it be that the mitzvah is greater than ein mitzvah? Ha'itochen as azach zok daftan faket. The ein mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah. Novos zot the sochet shover rebbe. The ein mitzvah, if he's doing it, then there must be a shtika lo lishmo involved. There's a Maisa Enosh involved. It's not Kokulei Kodosh. Halavai it should be. But it's not holy. It's not pure. He's doing it because he must have some ulterior motive or some selfish motive or Loli Shema motive. Yeah? But Hashem, the person doing mitzvah, I'm only doing it because that's the Rotzon Hashem. If a person does a mitzvah or Maisa Chesed or whatever he's doing, but he's doing it Ein mitzvah, then unfortunately the suspicion is that is not coming from a pure Avos Hashem. Somewhere mixed in is an ingredient of his own desire. Lasid Lavoi, Shein the Gemara. Lasid Lavoi, after Bias HaMashiach, after the Geula, Etaku will be faket. The Eina Mitzvah will be greater than the Mitzvah. You know why? Because in that time, when it's Umala Ha'aretz Deyoes Hashem, and the whole world is filled with the awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam, so everything we do will be automatically Rotzon Hashem. Everything will be Rotzon Hashem. There'll be no Yetzirah. So whether it's Mitzvah or whether it's not Mitzvah, it's all Rotzon Hashem. In other words, a person will be so Muchrach to do a Mitzvah, to do a Rotzon Hashem, that even if he's doing it without a Tzivu, it's also Rotzon Hashem. It's on the same Darug as Rotzon Hashem, if not higher than Rotzon Hashem. Mori Dekereit. But that's only when the Yetzer Hara is geshochten. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shochan l'malach ha'moves. But until such a time, if a person does the Eina Mitzvah, we're a little bit suspicious. It's Azoi. A person goes and is invited to a feast with the king. When he es geshmak, and he cleans his plate, and then he comes home, and he's caught raiding the fridge. Or he's getting some food out of the cupboard. It's pastish, it's a zilzul in the king's Suda, where he didn't eat enough, coming from a chasna, so I'm starving. You don't want to hear the Baal Simcha hearing you say that. They want to see you've tucked in and you've eaten well. My experience, actually, okay, what was it? I was going to say, sometimes the fancier the chasana, the hungrier you come home. Am I right? You get this enormous plate, and you're like, oh, there's some food in the corner there, and there's something tied up in that corner there, and it's all very delicate, and you finish it in 30 seconds, like, where's the food? You go to the Krishmaka Heimische chasana with chicken and potatoes, and you're much happier. And this was like, chasana, potatoes are the fancy chasana. So it's not always like that. Everyone's on their own. But the Maisa, to come home from a simcha, from a Sudas Melech, and then to continue eating, that implies you didn't have enough before. And that implies that that the Sudas Melech wasn't enough for you. Zokta Azoi. If we were to eat, Bizman Azeh, if we were to eat after the Afikoman, the implication is, thank you very much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for your matzah. Thank you very much for the Sudas Melech. Ob ich bin noch als hungrig. Right? Ich komme noch ein Teil zu essen. So I need to eat something. So eating, now eating ice cream. So what do you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matzah? Wasn't good enough. So I say to the Baal Simcha, I didn't enjoy the chasana. You can't do that. Yeah? Hi! Maybe the ice cream is also Leman Hashem. Yeah? The answer is, Bizman Azeh, that's not possible. Bizman Azeh, if you're eating your vanilla ice cream, then that's for you, that's not for the Rebbe Shlomo. Don't tell me that's for the Rebbe Shlomo. It's not possible in this world. The Metzuvah is the matzah, the Einu Metzuvah is the ice cream. Metzuvah is always greater than the Einu Metzuvah. Memeli, we want to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, we are here, Bizman Azeh, and therefore what we want, of course, deep down, is we want Ratzon Hashem. But we also realize we have a guf, we have a Yetzer Hara, we have a Satan. So if I continue eating after the Afikoman, so then I'm looking after myself. And I'm not doing the Ratzon Hashem. Certainly not a pure Ratzon Hashem. Therefore, Eimaftinach HaPesach Afikoman, does Toiknish, on the Yom Tov of Chavivus, on the Yom Tov of Avos Hashem, is pastish to do something that's serving your own desires, your own needs. All I want is your Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I want. However, I'm desperate for a time where I can eat vanilla ice cream mit derselbe Geschmack, ne, derselbe Lishma, as I'm eating matzah. I'm looking forward to a time faket. Now, if I'm maftir nach ha-pesach ha-fikoymen, that casts a bit of a dark shadow over the achilas Hashem, over the achilas ha-matzah. But what I'm looking forward to, we're towards the end of the Seder now. That's it. Now it's Boruch, and then Halal and Nirtza. What's the Nirtza? Shana Bob Yishalayim. What the Afikoman does is stirs within us gaguim, a yearning, a craving, a longing for a time. Well, Shana Habob Yishalayim, when I can be mafta Achar Pesach Afikoman. When I can eat anything, pistachio, mint, whatever your flavor, I can eat it because I know there's also Ratzon Hashem. Because the Einu Metzuvah will be exactly the same as the Metzuvah, Mori Tikareit. So when the Chochem says, Mo'ez Lachukum Mishrot, what's the Afikoman Allah the Mitzvahs? And the answer is, you know why you need mitzvahs? Because we're not like the others. Because if you just do it from your own volition, like Ein Mitzvah, there's going to be some sort of human endeavor invested in the exercise. It's not lishmodik. The others could do it. And one day we'll do it again. But divinely, you still need the mitzvahs. So you say to the Chochem, when he says, why does it need to be prescripted? Because that's where we are. In the Olam HaZeh, we need the Torah, we need the Shulchan Aruch, we need to follow it. But the Osir Lovoi, when all the mitzvahs will be bottled, straight in the Gemara Nida. All the mitzvahs will be bottled. Zok Tetai, Shnopchak, we won't do mitzvahs. Of course we'll do the mitzvahs, but we won't do them because we have to do them. We'll do them because we want to do them. It'll be Eina Mitzvah, Mamishkin Mitzvah. Zok Tetai, Pshat in the Gemara. Shnopchak, we're not going to do mitzvahs, Losir Lovoi. The Gemara says no mitzvahs. It doesn't mean no mitzvahs. It means no mitzvahs. Mloshin Tzivui. The Maisah HaMitzvah we're still going to do, but it'll be for my own. So that's taking the response to the Chochem. And he says, because we don't trust ourselves to eat dessert after the Afikoman. But that should stir within us a desire to get to the Shana Bobi Yerushalayim. But the ending, last point, and maybe that's taka why the whole Seder ends with the words of Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochel HaMalchah Mavis, by the way. I'm sure that's pshat. Shochel HaMalchah Mavis. I don't want it for myself. Malchah Mavis is a horror for myself. I just want to point out that the Kudov Tzofen, why it's hidden, is because, we should state in Alas Forim, deep within every Yid, all we want is Ratzon Hashem. And the Neshama wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. Nova, so Chobaguf. Neshama Hashem is Hatabikiribi, Chobaguf, Oskelichton. That's not who I really am, but that's the problem. So I don't trust myself. One day, Vishochel Malach HaMavis, the Guf will be gone. Because when I'm in my Guf, I say to the Rebbeinu Shlom, Tzofen, what's deep hidden within, that's your Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I want from you, and I'm trying to be Megala that by saying, Hait! I can't trust myself because it's only inside and not external. But also, no beis Hashem, there'll be an or godl, and Otaku be a time of the ainu mitzuvah is mamish kum mitzuvah. That'll be the time of nirtza. That'll be the time of ezer Hashem shem zoyche the shana bov v'shalayim abnuyim.
Thank you.